This is 7AD. Target Tasmania comes up starting next Monday, the 19th, going through till the Saturday. And there's quite a few stages on the northwest coast as usual. To tell us all about it, from Target, Gordon Lomas. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Darren.
Very exciting to have the cars back in Tasmania again.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a bit of a gap last year, unfortunately, with a lot of things cancelled in the world that we live in these days. So looking forward to the 29th edition of Target Tasmania this year.
Indeed. So it all starts on Monday, and we'll actually, we've got some northwest coast sections on the first day too, like the Moriarty, the Paluna, and the Mount Roland sections.
Yeah. The field will head out from the Silver Dome in Launceston on Monday morning and head to the first stage at High Plains, and then they get up to Paluna and Mount Roland and Golden Valley, and then finally Powhatan before they go back to headquarters at Launceston. So that's the first day. There's six stages, and following that, on the second day, there's a further six stages. There's some iconic stages there. The northeast, the Sidling is one, and Welbra Pass and Elephant Pass.
Yep, indeed, over in the east. And then Wednesday the 21st, so we've got Sathana, we've got the Castra section here as well, and then they head sort of further west to the Halya Gorge section.
Yeah, that's right. It's all up in the northwest on the third day, which will be the halfway mark of the event. So there's some quite interesting stages there. Sathana is, in the wet would be interesting, and Halya Gorge is obviously an iconic stage.
Yeah. Thursday, over on the west coast, and then back for Gunns Plains and Ryanna on Thursday.
Yeah. We head over towards the Strawn area, I guess. From there, and that will commence the swing into Hobart from there over the last few days.
Right.
There's obviously there's the famous Mount Arrowsmith stage, and it's the longest stage of the event at 50 kilometres.
Right. So, and it all finishes down south at Longley, I believe, this year. Is that right?
Yes. It does. Longley will be the 37th. Stage of the event. So this year we've got 37 stages, which totals 618 kilometres of competitive timed runs. All up, including transport stages, there's 2,400 kilometres that the field will cover in 6 days.
Road closures and all that, if people want to check the Targa website, so you'll know where the cars are and what times, because it's such a big event, it's hard to keep track of who's where at what time. So go to targa.com.au. So have we got a full field this year, do you reckon? Or?
Yeah, look, there's quite a jam-packed entry list. There's quite a few classes. There's a lot of touring stages, a lot of touring groups, I should say, as well as competitive classes. So we haven't finalised the numbers yet, but there's several hundred entries for sure.
In various categories. And overall, the whites going around again, you're tipping them?
Yeah, well, they're going to be hard to beat. And Jason is going to be hungry to get that record equaling eighth outright, so he can rub shoulders with Targa royalty and Jim Richards and Barry Oliver, who hold the record. So that's one of Jason and John White's aims, is to get that eighth win in the Dodge Viper.
Oh, what a car. Thanks for having a yarn, Gordon. I might call you next week, and we can have a bit of a catch-up on how they're all going.
Anytime, Darren. Cheers.